السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. Hello my kiram, respected brothers and sisters listening over the receivers, those listening over the radio stations. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal is ihsan that in the month of Rabiul Awwal, we are listening to so much of talks on the life of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and many, many people are trying to implement and practice upon what they are listening. Because first you have to listen, you cannot practice without having the knowledge. So knowledge comes first and then comes practice. Although practice is more important than the knowledge, but first there must be knowledge so that you may practice. It is compulsory, it is obligatory that we perform our salat 5 times a day. It is farz, so it shows that it is extremely important. It's a duty upon the Muslim. And if he is negligent, then he is going to be answerable, questionable. He is going to be questioned, he is accountable. So it's important, it's farz. Like that, zakat is farz, hajj is farz. And all the other things that we have to practice upon. First, you have to have the knowledge of that. Without having the knowledge, how are we going to make the namaz correctly? How are we going to give the zakat properly? So knowledge definitely comes first. But more important than that knowledge is the practice upon that knowledge. If a person gets a degree and a qualification in engineering, and thereafter he sits and relaxes, then we say that this person hasn't been able to earn anything. They say, why hasn't he been able to earn anything? He's got a qualification, he's an engineer, he's a doctor, he's a surgeon, he's a lawyer. They say, because he's not practicing. So if he's not practicing, then he will not get the benefit of that knowledge that he has acquired. In the same way, the knowledge of deen, the knowledge of the life of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to have the knowledge, but what is more important is the practice upon that knowledge. So we discussed last week, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam returned from the cave of Hira, and Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha consoling him when he said, Zammiluni, Zammiluni. Now I'm not going into any details of that again. Many, many places people have spoken on this Hadith Sharif of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So those who are listening over the radios also, they may have heard it. But it is important that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she listed his good characteristics. She didn't say you remain so long in sajda, although that was a very great characteristic. But she listed that these are the beautiful characteristics that you have, beautiful attributes that you have, beautiful akhlaq that you have. Innaka latasilur rahim. Allah ta'ala will definitely not cause any kind of embarrassment and disgrace to come upon you because you maintain family ties. You carry the load of others. You earn for those people who cannot earn. Those who are handicapped. Those who are unable to stand on their own feet. Then you go out of your way to even earn for them. In fact, that is what you are doing. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after Nubuwwat, what did he do? Then again, but these are things prior to Nubuwwat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the first thing that was created was his nur, but he was informed of this Nubuwwat in the cave of Hira. Or that crown was placed on his head there. So now these characteristics and these akhlaq that Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala is talking about are prior to this. Not after the verses of Iqra were revealed. Tasilur Rahim Watahmilul Kalb. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Wataksibul Ma'adum, you earn for others. Or even that which is there which people may not be able to earn easily. Allah Ta'ala had given him that capacity to earn it. But without going into detail, we have discussed that already in detail, that you are very kind and hospitable to your guests, and you help and assist those people who have been troubled, who are in difficulties, who are in hardship. Now, all those details. Now, she consoled him with what? That these are your beautiful akhlaq. Now, we link it up to that hadith sharif which we were discussing and we left it halfway. And that was where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that if a person has got four sifat in him and four characteristics in him, he has been blessed with these four attributes, then he must have no kind of disappointment in his heart that I am not blessed with other things. That means if he is not given anything else, he is only given these four things, then he must think that he has got the whole world with him. He has got the best of this world and the hereafter. And the person who has these four qualities, Allah Ta'ala will not deprive him of the best of this world also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his words were also a kind of a mu'jiza. That it does not mean that the person who will have these four characteristics, now he will be deprived of food and drink and clothing and shelter. In fact, Allah Ta'ala will give such a person plentiful with barakat. And if he has even little, there will be so much of barakat. And even if he is deprived, Allah Ta'ala will give him such kind of sukoon in his life, that there will be no high and complaints and restlessness and anxiety. He will realize that it is my duty to do whatever I can, to make use of the hands and feet and intelligence, go to the marketplace and try and earn. But if after doing everything right, still I am only receiving a certain amount as my sustenance, so the person will have contentment in his heart, and this contentment is better than the greatest of riches of the world. If a person has all the riches of the world, but he's got no contentment and satisfaction, then that person is an extremely poor person. He's an extremely poor person. He can have billions and millions, but if there's no contentment, then he's very poor. And this person has got a little, but he's got contentment, then he's very rich. So even if the person then is, does not have plentiful, but he will have contentment in his heart. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, the person who has blessed with these four things. I discussed it briefly and the time was up and we had left it at that, but because there are many other listeners today over the radio station, so therefore I will just discuss the four things briefly again. Firstly, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that the person has been blessed with the attribute of trustworthiness, that he is trustworthy. Now, these are the things that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught the ummah, and that is the seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Trustworthiness, this was the thing that even the kuffar and the mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarramah, they also, they said Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is al-Amin. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the most truthful, is the most trustworthy person. They used to come and leave their amanats by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's trustworthiness. That he is going to make hijrah now. The enemies have surrounded his home. And they've got their swords out. And they are just waiting for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to come out. And they are going to assassinate him. That is the condition. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tells us that Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu to sit or to sleep on his bed. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam reading some ayat of the Quran Sharif, I can't go into all details now. And he walked out and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made it such that they could not even see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, yet he walked through them and he went away. But why did he leave Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu behind? Because there were lots of things that people have kept by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as amanat and trust. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam instructed Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu to return that amanat and to return that trust to those people to whom it belongs. And yet they were not believers, they were not Muslims, they were enemies of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but some of them had kept by him because they believed him to be honest and truthful. That is the kind of amanat and trust. So say, if a person is blessed with trustworthiness, therefore it is said that the person who has not been blessed with trustworthiness, or he does not have trustworthiness in him, then he does not even have kamil iman. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the first thing that he mentions there is trustworthiness. And this is something that we have to introspect. We have to look into our lives, we have to look into ourselves, and see that how much of trustworthiness is there, how much of amanat Not only some few rands that somebody keep with us and we say, I looked after it very well and I returned it. We are Ameen over so many different things. So many things have been placed in our trust. Our children are our trust. Sometimes properties are in our trust. Sometimes estates are in our trust. In the same way, sometimes we are trustees of masajid, we are trustees of madaris, we are trustees of orphans and widows. We are trustees over so many different things. If the person has made us a manager in his business, or we are employed in the business, we are trustees there. There is a kind of a trust that has been placed, that this person will not abuse the telephones. The time which he is supposed to be working in the business, he will be there. And he will not be SMSing and chit-chatting and wasting his time on other things. Then the bosses, they are also Ameens. They also must not overwork them and underpay them. They must not make the lives of those people who are working for them miserable. Make them work 7 days a week, 7 to 7, so that that person's whole family life is all shattered into pieces. He has absolutely no time to visit any family member or go to any wedding or attend any walima or even go to the hospital or take his wife and children. Nothing, because it's 7 days a week, 7 to 7 or 6 to 6. Or they may give him one day off at a time when he can't go anywhere. This is all amanat. It is all amanat. There are many people who are making sick notes just to get leave. They will say, well, go to the doctor and just give him a few rands and he'll put you on sick note. This person is extremely sick, very, very sick. He can't even make it. He can't even make it from his bed to the toilet. But thereafter he gets up and he goes for a nice long ride somewhere. So different ways. Now, this is what amanat is. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that if the person has been blessed with trustworthiness, that's the first point. Now we can go on in this, but time is very limited on a Jummah day. The second point that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned was truthfulness. Now this was trustworthiness, where the person considers all these things as amanat, that I am answerable. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is watching. Jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se koi dekhta hai tujhe aasma se. That when you think you are, nobody is watching you and you hide and commit sins, then somebody is watching from above. And he is all powerful, almighty. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we can see his might and his power, just a fraction of that, a small fraction, and look at the earth, how it shakes up, and look at the waters of the ocean, how they come like the tsunamis came and destroyed hundreds of thousands of people. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is watching. So this person must not be doing everything because of fear of fire of Jahannam. We are Muslims, we are believers in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that He is the one who has blessed us with our sight, hearing, intelligence and everything else. So we must create so much of love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we must do it out of His love. We don't do everything out of fear when it comes to a person giving gifts to his wife and his parents and his children. Is it out of fear? It is because of the love that the person gives. Khidmat and service that is done for the parents when they look after the children, they upbring them and they do all the service and khidmat. It is not because of some kind of fear. Look at the love. That the more the ihsan and the more the favors of anybody upon any person, the more the love develops in the heart. So we should be pondering, reflecting of all the favors of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and then doing these things out of His love. So truthfulness in speech, the person becomes truthful. There is no question of any kind of lies. Yes, certain places, what we may term as a white lie, is permissible just when there are two brothers that are fighting, husband and wife quarreling. So at that time we are not told to put more mari masala inside there and make them fight even more. At that time if the person speaks a little bit of white lie, this side, that side, just to patch them up. Now just look at something that was aborted. Something that was not acceptable, something that was despicable and condemned. But when it came to argument between husband and wife and family members, then even that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informed us that this is permissible. Shows how important it is to maintain good ties. And the person goes and tells the husband, no, your wife was talking very good about you. She never saw a good husband like you. You got 99% excellent qualities. But just that one small thing that's in you, if you just put that right, then everything will come right. And you tell the husband, wife the same thing. So that is permissible. But here we are talking about lies through which we cheat and we deceive people. There are different kinds of lies that we speak. Hiding defects in garments. Motor car, we know what the condition of the engine is, but we say it rides like a Rolls Royce. Listen to the auctioneers when they're auctioneering. That even if a person himself was satisfied that it is an absolutely useless car, but once it's at the auctioneers and when he describes that car, the owner himself will like to buy it and take it back again, although he tested it so many times. So truthfulness in speech. Now this also we have discussed at length and many, many times. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that the person's earnings, his livelihood is from halal sources. So I was saying that this person is not going to be deprived. It doesn't mean if he has these four qualities, then after that he'll be deprived of livelihood. Here the very mention that his livelihood is from halal sources indicates clearly that this person will be given livelihood. Risk and sustenance is one thing that you must believe and truly believe that it follows, as I've mentioned many times, like our shadow. And in fact, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that the person will never die, as you hear in the Jummah Qudha, innan nafsalan tamut hatta tastakmila rizqaha, until he hasn't completed his risk, he's not going to even die. It will come. The only choice that we have is that you want it through the halal way or you want it through haram. That's all. That risk is fixed. I've mentioned to many brothers who say, no, we must work very hard and must stay open for long, long hours. I said, you open your business till midnight, you will get a customer at 5 to 12. You put a notice there that we close at 11 p.m., you'll get a customer 5 to 11. And if you put there we close at 5 p.m., then everybody will look at their watch. If your commodity is such that they are in need of it, then they will look at their watches. Just now that shop will close. Just now that supermarket will close. Just now that wholesale will close. So therefore you rush and try and get in there at that time. That is the way it operates. Try it out. And then at the end of the month, just work out and see if there is any shortage. The turnover will be exactly the same. So we don't say a person must not work, but it must not become a rat race and chase that the person forgets his akhirah, forgets his duty towards mankind and society and family and everybody else. So halal rizq, Hazrat Saad radiallahu ta'ala, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to become mustajabud da'wat. That means when I make dua, it must become accepted. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, make your means of livelihood halal, and your du'as will be accepted. Now here was a person whose livelihood was halal, but it was a lesson for us to come after him. That if we are complaining our du'as are not being accepted, then one of the causes of that is that our livelihood, we are not checking through which sources it is coming. The only thing we know that if the person goes to the casino, he wants to know whether the chicken is halal. So here we have to worry about where our income is coming from. Look at the different sources. Is it coming through halal sources? And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the very thing that we have been discussing with Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala, and told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and consoled him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, and his akhlaq, he has got noble akhlaq, good character. He's got good character. So if a person has been blessed with these four things, then he must not think that he has been deprived of anything of this world. He has been blessed with everything. Because in these four things, you will find everything of this world and the akhirah. In these four things, if you have to ponder and reflect, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's words are ocean in a teacup. Even a teacup is too big. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's words are such. Few words, but they have very, very deep meaning. So now if the person has got this akhlaq, then everything will come right. It will reflect Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's teachings. It will reflect the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the person whose akhlaq reflects the teachings of Allah ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then who can be better than that person? And who can be deprived then? So good akhlaq. Therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that some people, due to their good akhlaq, they get higher stages in the hereafter than even those people who stand whole day in prayer, or they fast whole day and they stand whole night in prayer. If they have to fast whole day and stand whole night in prayer, nafil fast, nafil namaz, and nafil rozas, then these people with good akhlaq and character, then they have more higher stages, or they have higher stages than even these people, if the akhlaq of these people is not right. Therefore, that one woman who was very good, excellent in every field, but the only thing is that that woman had a cat, and she was not feeding the cat properly and troubling that cat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that saw the woman in Jahannam. And that woman of ill repute, now she took out her socks and gave the dog which was dying some water, and she got forgiven. But I've explained this many times, it does not mean that now because of that a person does not have to do anything. All he has to do is go around, look for one dog that's about to die and give it some water and say, Maulana, I found the dog, one was dying in my neighborhood, and I gave it some water. Do I still have to make namaz and fast and be good to my neighbors and fulfill the rights of my parents and children? All that goes together. Here there was one amal that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala liked. And we all experience this, that sometimes there's a person that we don't like certain things about him, but there's some quality of his that we really like. So like that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that this is what happens. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, now when she was asked that what was the character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, said, didn't you read the Quran Sharif? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's character was what is in the Quran Sharif. So we are progressing and advancing many a times in some zikr, some tilawat, some ibadat, some charities, we are increasing. But when it comes to our relationship with people, and our dealings with our customers and clients, and when it comes to our character in our homes, and our behavior in our homes, and our conduct with our wives and with our children, then there we become very, very weak and negligent. And we believe that because we read a lot of tasbih, so therefore we must be on a very high stage. So this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. And then in another hadith sharif, again, there's no time, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned one of the things that blessed are those people. He said, blessed is that person, again there he says, that the person who has been blessed with halal livelihood. Halal, his livelihood is from halal sources. Then that person is blessed. And in that hadith sharif also, one of the things that is mentioned is good character, good akhlaq. So here Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala also, she consoled Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with these beautiful words. So the seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is to be discussed. Seerah is to be discussed. But as I mentioned a few nights ago, that most of us, we will talk about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's physical features, which is indeed an ibadat if we have to talk about that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was given the greatest amount of beauty. Nobody was more handsome and more beautiful than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And many other things, or at the time of his birth, what happened. But what we have to understand is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came as a guide for humanity, not only for the believers in our times or his time, right up till the day of Qiyamah. If mankind wants peace, happiness, contentment, satisfaction, tranquility, then the only way is the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at all the disasters in the world. Then look at all the wars that are taking place. Then look at all the topplings of the government that's taking place. Look at all the commotion in Egypt, in Bahrain, and in Tunisia, in other parts of the world. What a shake-up for the dictators. What a shake-up for those who thought that they were the owners of the land, and they were the ones who were now in control of the destinies of mankind. And they did injustice, and there was no truthfulness and no honesty, and there's no amanat. Look what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did to them. We take lessons from them. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala remove the pain, the suffering, the difficulties and hardships and problems of mankind around the globe, and especially the ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and may He bless us all with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.